Now, here are the first four measures of the first verse. So have a regular A minor chord down here in the first two frets. So finger two, you're on the fourth string, second fret. Finger three, you're on the third string, second fret. And then finger one, you're on the second string, first fret. Picking wise, we'll pinch five and one together, and then fourth, third, second, and then the first string twice. And that's measure one. Here's what it sounds like. Then for measure two, I'm keeping everything, but the third string, which is the second fret, needs to go to the first fret. And I can get this with my first finger holding the third and second string's first fret down while not touching the first string. First string has to be open. That's the chord we're looking for. It's an A minor major 7. So we should have the fourth string's second fret, then the third and second string's first fret, and the first string open. Picking wise, we'll do the same thing here we did for the first measure. So that's 5 and 1, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1. Then for the third measure, pretty much everything we have except the third string now needs to be open. So this is just an A minor 7 chord. Finger 2, you should be on string 4, 2nd fret. Finger 1, you're on the 2nd string, 1st fret. Everything else is open. Picking wise, we'll pinch 5 and 1, 4, 3, 2, 1. So it's exactly the same thing, except that at the end of the pattern, we only hit the first string once instead of twice. So here are these three measures. Then for the fourth measure, we have this. Now for this, my first finger is staying on the second string first fret. Second finger, you move down to the third string second fret. And my fourth finger, which is your little finger, is on the fourth string fourth fret. Picking wise, we'll just pinch 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is basically a D9 chord with an A in the bass. So here are these four measures again. Let's take a look at the next four measures.